支持，我很真是很荣幸能站在这里。
This is a wonderful congregation.
我看到大家这么多的人，真的是我们会友真的是觉得很棒。
I have certainly enjoyed the music today.
我真的是非常真的是很喜欢今天的音乐。
I feel that the music has led us into God's presence.
我感到神借的这个音乐把我们带到他的面前。
And that's why we come to church, isn't it?
那为什么我们就来到教会是来敬拜神，对不对？
We've been talking in the last few services about becoming a friend of God.
过去三堂我们在讲成为神的朋友。
We started off asking the question, is it possible to be a friend of God?
我们刚开始就来问说，我们有可能成为神的朋友吗？
Some people think God is so far removed that there's really no possibility of us having a close relationship with him.
有些人觉得说神那么遥远，离我们那么远，我们不可能跟神有一个亲近的关系。
But in the first service, we tried to talk about the fact that Scripture throughout says God communicates with people.
但是在第一堂我们讲到，就是通过整本圣经，我们看到神想要跟人有交流，有关系。
God builds relationships with people.
神和人之间要建立这个关系。
And just as with us, those relationships are based on love and an absence of hostility.
就像人和人之间的关系，你如果有关系的话，彼此之间是要有爱的关系，而且彼此之间没有敌意。
God says, I want you to love me with all of your heart.
神说我要你尽心爱我。
And he says to us that he loved the world so much he gave his only son to be our savior.
他对我们说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
And when Jesus came, he made it possible for the sin to be removed from our lives.
当耶稣来到世上的时候，他给我们提供一条出路，让我们的罪可以被除去。
And since sin is a hostility toward God, it has to be removed.
罪是什么呢？罪就是对神的这种敌对，这种对神的敌对必须要被除去。
We can't be rebelling against God and be friends with God at the same time.
我们不可能又对神背叛，又成为神的朋友。
So we talked about God reaching out to us to be our friend.
所以我们看到神主动的来找我们，成为我们的朋友。
The second night we talked about the basis of that relationship.
昨天晚上我们讲到这种朋友的关系的基础。
We talk from Hebrews chapter 11.
我们从希伯来书的第十一章开始讲到。
And there it says Abraham believed God.
那里讲到说亚伯拉罕信神。
If we ever hope to have a relationship with God, it will be based on believing in him.
如果我们想跟神有关系，那基础刚开始是我们要相信神。
And because Abraham believed God, he's called the friend of God.
因为他信神，亚伯拉罕信神，所以他被称为神的朋友。
That's the reason I'm using him as a model for how to become a friend of God.
这是为什么我就用他来做例子，说怎么样成为神的朋友。
The specific statement is made three times in Scripture that Abraham was God's friend.
在三次圣经中提到不同的新约和旧约，讲到亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
Yesterday afternoon we talked about the fact that we not only have to believe in God, but we must obey God.
昨天下午我们讲到，我们不仅要信神，而且要顺服神。
We talked about how it's impossible for two people to walk together unless they agree.
就是圣经就像我们讲到说，如果二人若不同行，就无法同行。
If you and I are going to leave church this morning,
如果今天早晨我们要教会结束，我们要走了。
And I want to go out that door.
我想从那个门出去。
And you want to go out that door.
你想从那个门出去。
We've got a problem.
我们就有问题了。
We're going different ways.
我们走的是不同的方向。
We'll have to agree to both go out the same door.
我们要同意，我们要同行的话，必须要首先要同意，我们从同一个门出去。
And if God says to us, I want you to live this way.
我如果神对我们说，我想你走那条这边这个方向。
And we say, No, I want to live this way.
然后你说，哦，我要走那个方向。
God says, I want you to do this.
然后神说，我要你做这个。
We say, No, no, I want to do that.
然后你说 ，No, 我不要呢，我要做那个。
We can't walk with God and be His friend.
然后这样我们就不可能和又要成为神的朋友和他同行。
So first we have to believe Him. Second we have to obey Him.
第一条我们要相信他，第二条我们要顺服他。
This morning I want to look at the life of Abraham and point out that if we want to be a friend of God, we must pursue Him.
今天我们要看亚伯拉罕的例子，如果我们要成为神的朋友，我们必须要寻求他。
I like to use stories from life to illustrate my points.
我喜欢用生活中的实例来讲解。
So let's just think this morning.
让我们来想一想。
If a young man wants the attention of a young woman,
如果一位男士，年轻男士想要一位女士的注意，
he pursues her.
他就是在追求她。
He goes where she is.
然后这个女生去哪儿了，他就跟到哪儿。
He says what she wants to hear.
然后他就说他这个女士想听的话。
If he buys her a present, he buys something she likes.
如果他要给她买礼物的话，他肯定买这个女生喜欢的东西。
He wants a relationship with her, so he pursues her.
因为他想要跟这个女生有关系，有这种有一个好的关系，所以他就会追她。
That same pattern is true with all of the relationships of our lives.
所以这种形式是对我们可以应用在我们生活中所有的不同的关系当中。
I have a friend in Hope Sound who comes from Michigan.
我有一位朋友，他从密西根过来。
He's a very busy man.
他很忙。
He grows lots of, he has farms in Michigan where he grows lots of vegetables.
他的在墨西哥有那个密西根有农场，种很多蔬菜。
And even though he's not there, he's in Florida, he still has to be on the phone all the time making deals.
虽然他在佛州不在密西根，他天天打电话，要在那儿管理生意。
Talking with buyers and suppliers.
然后他就跟那个供应商跟那个买商彼此之间联系。
But he and I want to be friends.
但是他想和我是朋友。
And so we said we need to get together to eat a meal.
我们就说我们得在一起吃个饭。
And we tried one date and that wouldn't work.
然后我们刚开始说了个时间，结果不行。
We tried another date and that wouldn't work.
然后我们又说另外一个时间，还是没法在一起。
Finally we settled on last Thursday.
然后最后上个星期四我们在一起了。
And then he called me and said, oh, I'm so sorry, I won't be able to make it.
然后他又给我打电话说，哎呀，真是对不起啊，我今天又来不了了。
But he didn't stop there.
但是他并没有说就这样了。
He said, I want to meet with you.
他说我真的是很想见你。
What about next Thursday?
他说那下个星期四可以吗？
I want to meet with him.
我也很想见他。
So I said, sure, we'll plan for next Thursday.
我说好啊，那我们就是现在定下来下个星期四见。
His life is busy and my life is busy.
他很忙，我也很忙。
But for us to have a relationship, we have to make time to be together.
所以呢，就要我们之间彼此有这种关系能够友谊长存，我们必须得找时间在一起。
That's true in our families.
也在我们家庭关系也是如此。
It's possible to live in the same house.
有可能你住在同一个屋檐下。
And yet, be strangers to each other.
然后你们却彼此都是陌生人。
If you want to keep your relationship with your husband or wife strong,
如果你想要跟你的配偶有一个很好、很强壮的关系，
you're going to have to make time to be together.
你要找时间在一起。
Especially in these days when both the husband and wife often work,
就尤其是现代的社会，丈夫跟妻子都工作。
Sometimes it seems like we just pass each other.
就好像我每天就是这样子擦身而过。
We don't take the time to sit down and talk.
然后我们都不坐下来彼此交谈。
We don't take time to make and keep our relationship strong.
我们也不是花时间来建造我们的关系。
And that's when relationships begin to deteriorate.
在那个时候，这个关系就开始慢慢的开始变坏了。
That's when we become vulnerable to other people showing attention.
所以呢，这个时候你就很容易受试探。如果别人对你就是好像在意的话，就很容易被试探。
Other temptations can come in.
然后别的试探就进来了。
And the first thing you know, a marriage breaks apart.
然后你在你还没有意识到之前，这个婚姻就破解了。
Children are hurt.
然后呢，当这个婚姻瓦解的时候，孩子受伤害。
Companions are hurt.
然后你周围的朋友也受，你的家人也受伤害。
All because we didn't pursue a strong relationship.
是因为我们没有在意去培养、寻求那种很好的彼此之间的关系。
I hope today you will pursue a strong relationship in your home.
我真的在今天希望你在你的家庭里边，你努力去寻求有一个很强壮、很坚固的关系。
I also hope you'll pursue a strong relationship with God.
我当然更希望你能够去寻求跟神之间有一个强壮、坚固的关系。
I would like to have you turn with me this morning to Genesis chapter 18.
如果有可能，请大家翻开《创世纪》第十八章。
If you would open your Bibles or turn on your device, whatever, and just leave it open, I want to refer to that at different times.
然后呢，如果你是用圣经，或者是用你的手机，或者就打开十八章，然后就停在那儿，我们会不断的回去看。
I will point out some verses to you, and you can look at them for yourself.
然后我会讲一些经节，我们大家可以一起来看。
In this chapter, there's an incident in the life of Abraham that illustrates his pursuit of God.
在十八中发生了一件事情，这个就表就是解释了他跟神之间的关系，他对神的寻求。
Abraham is in an area called Mamre.
亚伯拉罕在曼利那个地方。
And he's got his tent set up there.
他在那儿设立了帐篷，他的帐篷支搭在那里。
There apparently are shade trees where his tent is.
然后那肯定是有树的，这样他的那个帐篷可以搭在树荫下。
The surrounding area is very hot and very dry.
他所住的那个地方呢，是很干很热的一个地方。
So Abraham is sitting in front of his tent, and he sees three people coming.
然后呢，那时候正热，亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷前，哎，忽然看见有三个人来了。
And if you will look at verse 2, it says, he ran to them.
你看那个第二节，他说，他一见就从帐篷门口跑过去。
So he left his tent door, and he went to where they were.
所以呢，他就从离开他的门口赶快跑到这三个人面前。
Now he could have just stayed there and let them pass.
他当然可以坐在那儿就等着三个人走过去。
But he didn't want to do that.
但他不想那样做。
He wanted to see who that was and make their acquaintance.
然后呢，他想看看那三个人是谁，想跟他们熟悉起来。
Now, while these people had the appearance of being men,
虽然这些人看起来是人的样子，
most Bible scholars would agree that two of these were angels, and the third may have been the Son of God.
所以，但是呢，所有的很多的圣经学者，这三个人，其中两位是天使，但是另外一位就是主耶稣在来到人间之前。
As you read this chapter, you'll see Abraham refers to one of these three as Lord on several different occasions.
你在读这一章的话，你可以看到亚伯拉罕在不同的地方不断的讲其中的一个说主啊主啊。
So Abraham goes to them and invites them to come for a meal.
然后亚伯拉罕就去邀请这三个人过来吃饭。
As he invites them, he also offers them the hospitality of his home.
然后呢，他不仅邀请他们过来，而且他真的是款待他们，善待他们。
They are welcome to sit in the shade of the tree.
然后他邀请这三个客人坐在树荫下。
They are welcome to come and he will provide hospitality for them.
然后他真的就是尽地主之谊，就是来款待他们。
One of the customs of that part of the world was that they took water and washed people's feet because they'd been walking a long time.
那个地方的习俗呢，就是说如果你有客人来了，你要给客人洗脚，因为他们走了很远的路，都有沙子这样的。
So Abraham invites them to come sit in the shade, and he'll get water and wash their feet.
然后亚伯拉罕就请他们坐在树荫下，然后拿水来洗他们的脚。
And then he promises he's going to fix an elaborate meal.
然后他也给客人说，我要给你们做一顿非常好的饭。
He goes and gets a young animal from his flock and butchers it.
然后他赶快就牵了一只羊羔来，然后把这羊羔杀了。
They make cakes, they prepare milk.
然后他们又给他做面包，给他准备了很好吃的饭菜。
And soon they set a nice meal in front of these visitors.
然后这些仆人就很快的，他们就在这三位客人面前有一个很好，有一顿丰富的大餐。
Now because Abraham did this, this brought several benefits to him.
然后因为亚伯拉罕就是这样款待客人，对他有很多的益处。
I don't know whether he understood who he was entertaining at first.
然后我也不了解亚伯拉罕到底知不知道他招待的他的客人是谁。
But it wasn't long until he began to realize.
然后很快他可能就知道这三个客人不一般。
Because one of these visitors said to him, "You remember I made you a promise about a son."
然后有一个客人就说，你记得吗？我对你的有一个应许是关于儿子的应许。
Now Abraham was an old man, and his wife was old too.
然后亚伯拉罕这时候已经很年迈了，他太太也年迈了。
They were well past the childbearing years.
他们早就过了生育的年龄。
It seemed impossible that they would have a son that came from them.
这就完全看起来不可能，从他们那么年那么那样年迈的人还能生孩子。
But God had said, I'm going to give you a son.
但是神说我要给你一个儿子。
Now, if you were here in previous services, you'll remember that Abraham and Sarah tried to fix this problem.
如果你昨天在这里知道的时候，你就知道亚伯拉罕跟撒莱他们想要自己解决这个问题。
And it only made many, many, many more problems.
然后但他们自己要解决问题的方法只带来更多的麻烦跟问题。
But here, Abraham's guest says, I want to tell you again, you are going to have a son.
但在这里亚伯拉罕的客人说我要再次告诉你你会有个儿子。
So because Abraham reached out to these people, now blessing is coming to him.
因为亚伯拉罕主动的去招待这些客人那么现在呢福气就来了。
So Abraham pursued their friendship,And it brought blessing in his life.
所以亚伯拉罕去寻求这种有这种关系，然后现在呢，这样的给带来了祝福。
Now let's look at some lessons we can draw from this for our lives.
然后我们看看我们可以从中学到什么。
If we pursue God and make room for Him in our lives,
如果
God will come.
如果我们寻求神，在我们的生命中预备地方给神，神会来的。
If you invite God into your life.He'll come.
如果你邀请神到你的生命中，他会来。
He will never force himself upon you.
他不会把自己强迫你接受他。
God will never burst in the door and say, I'm taking over.
神从来不会一下闯到你的门里说，现在我来做主。
God always comes on invitation.
神总是受了邀请之后才来。
So if you want to be a friend of God today, you need to invite him.
所以你如果想要成为神的朋友，首先你要邀请他。
You need to seek him.
你要寻求他。
You need to let him know that you want to be his friend.
你要让他知道你想要他成为你的朋友。
For he says, if you seek me, you'll find me.
圣经上说，如果你寻求我，你就会寻求的就会寻见。
You will find me when you search for me with all of your heart.
如果你全心的来寻求我，你就会寻见。
So if we make room for God, God will come.
如果我们在心里预备地方，神就会来。
If we take time to praise God, God delights in that.
如果我们真的是花时间来赞美神，神真的是喜悦的心，神的心是喜悦那样的。
As the beautiful music was presented to us this morning,I sense God's presence coming here.
真的是今天早上我们唱诗的时候我能感觉到神的同在。
We talk about, my Jesus, I love you, I know you're mine.
我们唱到说主耶稣我爱你深知我属你。
For you, all the follies of sin, I resign.
为了你世上的厌乐最终厌乐我愿舍弃。
And when we draw near to God, God draws near to us.
我们靠近神神就会靠近我们。
That's why when we come to church,We seek the Lord's presence.
所以当我们来到教会的时候我们是寻求神的同在。
We make room in our lives for Him.
我们在我们的生命中预备地方给神。
You could have been a lot of different places this morning.
你今天早上可以去别的地方很多地方可以让你去。
You could have gone to the grocery store today.
你可以去买东西。
Maybe if you went early to the grocery store on Sunday morning, there wouldn't be many people there.
如果你今天早上一大早就去商店里买东西可能都没人商店里很空。
You could have taken your boat and gone somewhere to run it today.
然后你可以坐船出海。
If you like motorcycles, you could have gotten on your motorcycle and done a road trip today.
如果你要是喜欢骑摩托车的话你今天早上可以骑着摩托车出去兜风。
But you came to church.
但是你来教会。
And we began to praise God.
然后我们就开始赞美神。
And God's presence comes near.
然后神的同在就这样降下来。
God delights in the praise of his people.
神真的是喜悦我们的赞美。
In fact, Psalm 22:3 says, "You inhabit the praise of Israel."
圣经上讲到说，以色列的神住在赞美的地方，赞美以赞美为宝座。
So when we seek God and when we worship God, He responds by coming near.
当我们寻求神，我们来赞美他的，神的回应就是他会跟我们同在。
When we study God's word,
当我们读神的研读神的话语的时候。
He speaks to us.
他就对我们的心说话。
Now you may say, well, I read the Bible and I don't get much out of it.
然后你说，哎呀，我天天读圣经，我什么好像也没得到。
Have you ever asked the Lord to help you understand it?
你有没有请神开你的心，让你明白他的话语？
The Bible says, if any person lack wisdom, let him ask.
圣经上说，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，你就求问神。
And God will give generously.
像那厚赐百物也不斥责人的神寻求，他就必赐给你。
That's the reason we need to come to church every time we have the opportunity.
所以呢，当我们一旦有机会，我们就要来教会。
That's the reason we need to take some time each day to pray and to read God's word.
所以就是每天我们要花一定的时间，真的是来读神的话语，来在神面前祷告，跟神交通。
We're trying to build a relationship with God.
因为我们想要跟神建立关系。
So we need to seek Him.
所以我们需要寻求他。
We need to draw near to Him.
我们需要靠近他。
I remember several years ago, God began to deal with me about taking time each morning.
很多年前，神就开始来在我的生命中工作，说要每天早晨
to come and meet with Him.
每天早晨花时间先到神面前寻求他。
I was pastoring a church.
我那时候是牧师。
I lived next door to the church.
然后我的家就在教会旁边。
And I felt like I should get up early and go next door to the church and spend time praying.And reading God's word.
然后我觉得我应该早晨早点起来，然后到教堂里边就是祷告读经。
You know, there were some times when I walked into that church, and my feeling was, Lord, you're already here.
然后有时候你知道吗？我一进到那个教会里，我就说啊，神啊，你已经在这里了。
I've come to meet you, and you've come to meet me.
我过来要见你，你已经在那等着要见我了。
There are times when I've read the word of God and I haven't understood it.
然后我有时候读神的话语我也不明白。
And I've said, Lord, I don't understand. I want to know what you're saying.
我说神啊，我不知道这是什么，我想要知道你想对我说什么。
I want you to speak to me from your word.
我真的是希望你能够，我渴望你能从你的话语中对我说话。
And as I have read and studied,God has helped me to understand.
然后就在我去研读的研究的时候，我去细心读的时候，神就对我讲解。
The Bible talks about God opening people's understanding.
神圣经上说，神开启我们的五性。
At times it talks about God opening people's eyes.
然后神说，神开打开我们的眼睛。
Those are those moments when you say, "Oh, I see."
然后那就是说，哇，是这样的，就是顿悟。
I understand.
我现在了解了，明白了。
You sought the Lord, and He has heard you and responded.
你寻求神，他听到了，他就回应你。
If you seek to know God and become His friend,
如果你在寻求去了解神、认识神、成为他的朋友
，God will allow you to become a part of what He's doing.
然后神就会了解，让你了解他所要行的事。
I don't know all that Pastor She said this morning, but many years ago he came to Hope Sound Bible College.
然后我没听不懂那个许牧师今天早上介绍，但是我知道很多年前他到了 Hope Sound 圣经学院。
And I've known he and his wife for over 20 years.
我认识那个许牧师跟师母已经20多年了。
And the one thing that has impressed me about them is that they want to be a part of what God is doing.
真的令我印象很深的，很打动我的是，他们想要成为神工作的一部分。
And so, Mrs. She goes back to Taiwan and China and teaches children.
然后许师母呢，就每年夏天都去台湾去教那个夏令营，教儿童夏令营。
This church.Is a result of somebody wanting to be a part of what God is doing.
我们有这个教会，就是因为有些人他们想要成为神工作的一部分。
When I come to this church, I'm always amazed. You sit here on the corner of two boulevards.
然后我每次来到我们教会，我们都很惊奇，就是这个华人教会就在一个主要的干道上。两个在一个交接口那儿。
Somebody gave a lot of money to buy some very expensive land.
有些人肯定是给了很多钱让我们能买这块土地。
Somebody paid a lot of money to build a very beautiful church.
然后有人就是给了很多钱让我们建这么美的教会。
And lots of work has gone in to making this church meaningful.
然后真的是大家投入很多让这个教会我们的敬拜真的是有意义的。
And here this morning we are withA good congregation.
然后我们今天早晨有这么多的会众。
And they've asked me to come and speak.
然后你们就邀请我来讲道。
I'm honored to be here.
我真的是感觉非常的荣幸。
Because I want to be a part of what God is doing.
因为我想要成为神工作的一部分。
I'm so keenly aware that I can't speak your language.
我非常的了解到说我不能讲你们的语言。
I wish I could.
我真希望我会讲中文。
But thankfully, because others will help me, I can have a part of what God's doing in the Chinese church.
但是因为呢，有人帮助我，我现在可以成为神在华人教会工作的一部分，可以在中间有份。
And that's wonderful.
那真的是很奇妙，很棒。
That's a privilege.
那是一个，你知道吗？那是个权益，那是特权。
Do you know God wants you to be His friend? He wants you to be a part of what He's doing.
你知道吗？神想要你成为他的朋友，在他的工作上有份。
God didn't just put us in this world to exist.
神不是就把我们放在这个世界上就这么活着。
God didn't put us in this world just to collect a bunch of toys.
神不是让我们待在这个世界上就是来自要收集很多玩具。
God didn't put us in this world just to become wealthy or famous.
神不是让我们在这个世上就变得有名有钱。
All of us grow old and die.
我们所有的人最后都要变老，最后死了。
And then our toys mean nothing.
然后我们所有收集的一些玩具，最后没什么意义也没有。
Our money means nothing.
我们的钱财也任何意义都没有。
Our reputation means nothing.
你的名声也任何意义都没什么意思。
There in Hope Sound, we live just across the intercoastal waterway from some very wealthy people.
然后我们那个圣经学院呢，就往前再走一点，就有一个区域是都是非常有钱的人住的地方。
That town is called Jupiter Island.
然后那个叫朱比特岛。
And in two or three recent years, it's been designated as the most wealthy community in the country.
然后呢，大概在过去的两三年，就是他们评比说这个是美国最富有的两，就是前三名最富有的社区，那个岛，他们离他们很近。
Some of those people have taken an interest in Hope Sound Bible College.
然后呢，其中那些有钱人呢，就好像对我们那个圣经学院还挺感兴趣的。
And I'll never forget when one lady came to see me in my office.
然后有一位女士有一次来见我。
And in a moment, she got very, very honest with me.
然后她在那一刻，她非常的坦诚，开诚布公。
Here she's a woman who's fabulously wealthy.
然后她是富有的，你不可想象，非常的有钱。
She has served as a state senator from one of our states.
然后她曾经在这个国家政府里边工作过，在里边是一个官员。
Her children have done many wonderful things.
然后她的孩子都很出色。
But she sat there and looked at me and said, "I'm just an old woman waiting to die."
然后她又坐在我对面，她说，我就是一个老妇人，就等死呢。
She said, "My money." Won't prolong my life.
他说我的钱也没法让我过得更长久一些，让我长寿。
All of the things I've done don't change my age.
我所有所做的这些很棒的事情不能改变我的年纪。
We were made for more than just things and money and success.
神创造我们不是说只是让我们去，不是说只是钱，还有成功，还有名声，远远胜过这，远远多于这些。
We were made in the image of God.
我们是照着神的形象被造的。
We were made to have fellowship with God.
我们被神创造是要跟神有关系。
If we waste our life on other things, we waste our life.
如果我们把我们的生命放在别的事情上面，别的东西上面，我们就把我们的生命整个都浪费了。
And when it comes time to die, then God is a stranger.
然后当我们要死的时候，神对我们来讲就完全是个陌生人。
But it doesn't have to be that way.
但是你知道吗？你可以不这样子，不需要这样。
God can be your friend.
神可以成为你的朋友。
The Apostle Paul got down to the end of his life.
保罗，使徒保罗在他生命的最后的时候。
And he said, "I have fought a good fight."
他说那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have finished my course.
我真的是当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have kept the faith.
我所当信的我已经守住了。
And God, my friend, has a crown of righteousness.
我的朋友神他有公义的冠冕为我存留。
All of the promises of eternity.
所有神在永恒里的这种应许。
All of those promises are for God's friends.
所有这些美好的应许都是给神的朋友预备的。
God has prepared a place so much better than anything here.
神所预备的地方远远超过我们的所能，远远超过我们所能想象，是一个更美的地方。
He said, "You have never seen anything like what I've prepared."
神说，你们所要去的地方是眼睛未曾看到。
You have never heard of anything.
耳朵未曾听到。
But if you'll be my friend,
如果你成为我的朋友,
I'll let you come enjoy what I've prepared.
然后我就会让你进来跟我享受我的同在，享受我为你预备的。
I will come and receive you to myself.
我会来接你。
And you can stay there forever.
然后你就可以永远住在那里。
Oh, I want to be a part of what God is doing.
我想要在神的工作上有份。
I hope you want to be a part of what.
我也希望你真的也渴慕在神的工作上有份。
The older I get, the more I feel, don't tell me about the things of this world.
我现在年纪越来越大，我就说你不要给我讲这些世界上的事情。
Tell me about eternal things.
告诉我那个永恒的中间的事情。
Tell me about things that are going to last beyond time.
要告诉我那个能存到永远的东西。
I want to live for those things.
我想要为那个能存到永久的东西来活。
I want to teach my children to live for those things.
我也要教导我的孩子，希望我的孩子能够为有永恒价值的东西而活。
I want to teach people like you to live for those things.
我也想教导你们，就像我们一样来教导你们来为那些有永恒价值的东西而活。
I want to tell you it's the best thing in the world to be a friend of God.
你知道吗？成为神的朋友，这是世界上最好的事情。
And that opportunity is open to every single one of us today.
你知道吗？那个机会是给我们其中在座的每个人的。
God doesn't leave anybody out.
神不是说把谁留下。
God speaks your language even if I don't.
虽然我不能讲你们的话，但是神可以讲你们的话。
God understands every cry of your heart.
神知道你的心中的每个角度，每个部分。
God will be your friend if you let him.
如果你允许，神就可以成为你的朋友。
I think I've gotten on a sidetrack here.
我可能有点走题了。
That's why I preach too long sometimes.
所以就是为什么有时候我讲的太长了。
But my heart just stands up today. I didn't come to just fill time here.
但是我的心真的是挑动，我不是来这儿就是来过这个，就是来过时间的。
I didn't come just to please my friends, the she's.
我不是来这儿就是因为我的朋友邀请我来让我的朋友高兴的。
I came because I felt like God wanted me to come.
我之所以来是因为我觉得神要让我来。
I'm speaking to you this morning because I feel like God wants me to be here.
我之所以来讲是因为我觉得神要让我在这里。
I feel like God has given me something to say.
我觉得神给了我一些东西要对你们讲。
And I'm trying my best to do it.
然后我尽我的力来做，来讲。
Now I better get back to my notes.
然后现在我最好回到我的这个讲道上。
Because Abraham pursued God.
因为亚伯拉罕寻求神。
Because he provided hospitality for these visitors.
因为他尽地主之谊款待这些客人。
He had the privilege of having a visit from God.
所以呢他有这种荣幸甚至神来看顾他神成为他的客人。
And God said, I'm going to tell my friend Abraham what I'm going to do.
然后神对他说我要告诉我的朋友我所要做的事。
If you look at your verses there, your scriptures there.
如果我们看我们的圣经。
As the people rose to leave in verse 16, Abraham went with them.
三个人他的朋友这些客人要走了亚伯拉罕就送他们。
And in verse 17, it's like God is beginning to think out loud.
这里好像第十七节好像神就把他的心思就这么边想就边说出来了。
He says,Shouldn't I let my friend Abraham know what I'm going to do?
他好像神在说，我所要做的事，岂可以瞒着我的朋友亚伯拉罕呢？
In verse 18, he says, this man is going to be a great blessing to many people.
这个十八节讲到说，亚伯拉罕必让地上的万族得福。
In verse 19, God says, I know Abraham.
然后第十九节神讲到说，我认识亚伯拉罕，我知道他。
I know he's going to lead his family to follow him.
我知道他会吩咐他的众子来遵守我的道。
And so he says, I'm going to tell Abraham what I'm going to do.
所以呢，我要告诉亚伯拉罕我所要行的。
Now that picture wasn't pretty.
那个神要告诉他的这个并不是一件很好的事。
God says to him, I'm going down to Sodom to see if it's as bad as it appears to be.
神说我要下去看看索多玛看他是不是那么邪恶像我所听到的。
Sodom was a city that was given over to sin.
这个索多玛称为罪恶之城。
The people's hearts were very, very wicked.
这些人住在那里人心非常的邪恶。
And finally God said, I have had enough.
然后神说够了。
To be honest with you, I worry sometimes about us.
有的时候我真的是为我们担心。
It seems like in our culture, we want to push God out.
在我们的文化中，好像在这个社会中，好像要把神给推出去。
We don't want to acknowledge him.
我们不想再去承认神。
We don't want anybody to say anything about him.
我们也不想任何人，这个社会中不想任何人谈到神，甚至不能提神的名字。
God is not welcomed in our public school.
在学校里边，神你是不可以提神的，神不受欢迎。
I need to tell you this morning that God is in charge.
但是你知道吗？神在掌权。
And there are other people in history that have ignored God.
在历史中，有些人他们就完全的忽略神，不承认神。
And when they created a fight with God, they always lost.
当他们要跟神为敌，跟神打仗的时候，他们最后总是输的。
If you and I create a fight with God, we'll lose.
如果我们要跟神打仗，要跟神对阵的话，我们肯定是输的。
So God says, I'm going down to Sodom.
神说我要下到索多玛去。
If it's as bad as it appears to be, I'm going to destroy Sodom.
如果我要真的是像我所看到的那样的罪恶深重，我就要毁灭这个城市。
But Abraham had relatives in Sodom.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕有个亲戚在索多玛。
And if you look at verse 23, it starts off by saying Abraham drew near.
这里讲到说亚伯拉罕就走近前来。
So because Abraham saw these visitors coming and invited them to his tent.
因为亚伯拉罕看到这些客人，然后呢，看到有远方来的人，他就邀请他们。
Because he provided them with courtesy and a good meal.
因为他尽地主之谊，尽量的款待他们。
Because he went with them as they went on their way.
当这些人起行的时候，亚伯拉罕还去送他们。
Now he has an opportunity to intercede for his relatives.
现在呢，他就有这个机会来为他的亲戚代求。
He says, "Oh God, you won't destroy the righteous with the wicked, will you?"
亚伯拉罕说：“神呐，无论善恶，你都要剿灭吗？”
And then he answers his own question. No, the God of heaven won't do that.
然后他自己就回答他的问题说创造天地的主绝对不会这样做的。
And then he begins to say, Lord, if there are 50 righteous people, will you spare that city?
然后他就向神说哦神啊他主啊如果那边有50个义人你还会毁掉那个城市吗
And he goes down and down and down in his number.
然后他就一直往下降这个数字一直往下降。
And finally he says, Lord, don't be angry with me. If there are only 10 righteous people, will you not destroy the city?
最后亚伯拉罕说求主不要动怒我再说一次如果只有十个人在那个城市里边你还会毁灭那个城市吗
And I'm amazed at what God says.
然后我真的是很惊奇神是怎么回答的
God says if there are 10 righteous people there, I will not destroy that city.
神说为了这十个义人的缘故我也不毁灭那城。
I think one of the reasons God has mercy on America is because there are some righteous people here.
我觉得神之所以对美国还有怜悯、有恩典，是因为还有义人住在这个国家。
I think we ought to make up our minds we're going to be some of those righteous people.
我希望我们能够立定心意，我们就要成为这其中的义人。
We're going to participate with God.
我们要在神的工作上有份。
We're going to stand in between the judgment of God and sinful people.
我们要站在神和罪人之间。
And we're going to ask God for his mercy.
我们要求神的怜悯。
God says, if there are 10 righteous people, I will not destroy that city.
神说，我找到十个义人，哪怕有十个义人，我也不毁灭那城。
And then God departs.
然后神就离开了。
He goes on to Sodom.
然后神就去到索多玛。
But when God gets to Sodom,
但是当神到了索多玛的时候
the angels began to talk to Lot and his family.
然后天使就和罗德和他的家人交谈。
They say, do you have any other family here?
然后他的天使就问罗德说你在这个城里还有别的亲人吗
Apparently in his home, there was he and his wife and 2 young daughters.
然后在他的家里那时候是有罗德和他的妻子还有他的两个年轻的女儿还未出嫁的女儿。
He apparently had other sons and daughters who were married and lived elsewhere.
然后呢他应该是从这个经文来看出来他有别的儿子女儿已经结婚了然后住在城的不同的地方。
And the angels say to Lot, God is going to destroy this city.
然后天使对罗德说神要毁灭这城。
Go find your children and leave.
然后去找到你的孩子，把他们带出这个城市。
He goes to find his children, but unfortunately, the married children won't listen.
然后他罗德就出去告诉他的女儿、女婿们，但是他们呢，却没有人听，以为他说的是戏言。
They think he's crazy.
他们认为他发疯了。
He's lost his mind.
他肯定这个脑子出问题了。
And so he comes back grieving.
然后他就回来心里很伤痛。
But the angels take a hold of his arm and say, you've got to leave.
然后天使就拉着他的胳膊说你要走了。
We can't do anything until you're out of this city.
你只要在这儿你不离开这个城市我们就不能对这个城做任何事。
Now, if you read the next chapters, you'll find that it's because Abraham is up on the mountain.
你知道为什么是这样吗？因为亚伯拉罕在山顶上为他祷告。
You remember Lot had chosen the plain.
你知道亚伯拉罕昨天我们讲到他自己为自己选择了约旦河的平原。
And Abraham lived in the mountain.
然后亚伯拉罕住在山地。
And the Bible says the next morning, Abraham rose early and went out to look over the city of Sodom.
说圣经上讲的就是当那个亚伯拉罕早晨起来的时候站在他从前耶和华面前的地方看到那个城市像烟气上腾。
And he's praying that God will spare his relatives.
他向人祷告求神拯救他的亲戚。
And God does spare.
神却的确真的是拯就是幸免免让他的亲戚免于灾难。
Because Abraham was a friend of God, he got to be a part of what God was doing.
因为亚伯拉罕是神的朋友，所以他在神的工作上有份。
He got to be an influence to save his family.
所以呢，他就是因为他的影响力，他可以拯救他的亲戚的家庭。
So let's review just a little bit here.
让我们再来回顾一下。
Being a friend of God doesn't just happen.
成为神的朋友不是就这么自然而然的发生了。
You can't just sit and wait for God to come.
你不能坐在那儿等着神来。
You need to seek Him.
你要去寻求他。
The Bible says today is the day of salvation.
说今天就是拯救的日子。
Now is the accepted time.
现在就是蒙悦纳的时刻。
This is the best time in your life to become a friend of God.
这是你现在最好在你的生命中最好的时刻成为神的朋友。
Like any other relationship in life, if we want to be God's friend, we must pursue that friendship.
就像我们生命中的任何的关系，如果我们要成为神的朋友，我们要主动要去寻求。
We must confess our sins to God.
我们要在神面前认我们的罪。
We must allow Him to forgive us of our sins and to come into our life.
我们要让他能够来寻求他的赦免，让他进到我们的生命当中。
Just like Abraham left his tent door and ran and said, Oh, come to my house.
就像亚伯拉罕从他的帐篷门口跑到那个客人面前说哦，请你来我们家坐坐。
Sit under my tree. Let me give you the courtesies of our culture.
求你真的是能够来坐在我的那个树下面让我能尽地主之谊。
Let me feed you a nice meal.
让我给你真的是一顿很好的那个饭菜。
And because of that, Abraham had a relationship with God.That brought wonderful benefits.
因为他所做的，所以呢，他跟神之间有很好的关系，带来很好的结果。
God said, "Your wife is going to have a son, even though she's too old."
神对他说，虽然你太太已经这么年纪大了，年迈了，但是他会生个儿子。
After all, God is God.
你知道吗？神就是神。
And if he wants to make her so she can have children again, he can do it.
如果虽然他年迈了，如果神还让他能生，说神说让他生孩子，神就可以。
And he did do it.
然后神也确实这样做了。
She had a child long after she was supposed to be past childbearing.
然后他已经是就是说完全不可能再生育了。这过了这么多年，他竟然又生了一个孩子。
Isaac was a miracle child given by God.
以撒是一个奇迹子神迹，然后他是被神赐给的。
If we become a friend with God, it benefits us.
如果我们成为神的朋友，最受益处的是我们自己。
Now there's no conflict between us and God.
现在我们跟神之间没有矛盾，没有冲突了。
Our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪被赦免。
God wipes them away.
神把他们都挪去，把他们都除去。
He'll never remember them against us anymore.
神说我再也不纪念你的罪。
And now we have the privilege of loving him.
现在我们就有这个荣幸，有这个特权可以去爱他。
And why shouldn't we love him? He loved us first.
为什么我们不爱他呢？他先爱我们。
He made it possible for us to become his friend.
他首先预备了道路，让我们可以成为他的朋友。
But when you become a friend of God, you open the door and allow God to do other great things in your life.
当你成为神的朋友，你其实是开了一扇门，可以让神进到你的生命中去做各种各样奇妙的事。
I became a Christian when I was 17 years old.
我17岁的时候成为基督徒。
I had dreams and ambitions and plans.
我有梦想，有雄心壮志。
I thought I knew what was best.
我以为我知道什么是最好的。
And I didn't want God messing with my life.
我可不想神来把我的生活打乱。
But I couldn't stay out of trouble.
但是呢，我总是进到麻烦，总是有麻烦。
Every time I turned around, I was in trouble again.
然后每次我一转身呢，一做什么事总是有麻烦。
And finally, I became so miserable with my mess of a life.
然后我最后真的是我的生活一团糟，我最后也觉得厌倦了。
I began to come to God and say, "I'm sorry."
然后我最后到神面前说，神啊，对不起。
I want you to forgive me.
我求你来原谅我。
I want you to come into my heart.
我希望你进到我的心中。
I want you to be my friend.
我想你成为我的朋友。
I want to be your friend.
我也想成为你的朋友。
And you know what God did?
你知道吗？神真的就这样做了。
He saved me and made me a new person from the inside out.
他拯救了我，他让我从里边成为一个新造的人。
And I began to live a new way.
然后我的生活，我是也跟以前不一样了。
God gave me desires for new things.
神给我新的渴慕，去对别的事情有对对新的事物有渴慕。
The devil had told me, if you serve God, you'll never have any fun.
然后魔鬼就告诉我说，哎呀，如果你要是去服侍神呐，你就从今以后再也没有任何乐趣了。
You'll never have any friends.
也不会有朋友了。
You'll never go anywhere in life.
啊，你就天天就待在家里吧，哪儿也别想去。
But I want to tell you this morning, he lied to me.
你知道吗？魔鬼他对我说谎。
I have friends all over the United States of America.
现在我在美国全国各地都有朋友。
Literally, all over the United States.
真的是，就是真的，你这样算一下，我在美全国都有朋友。
I have friends that live in a number of other countries.
我还有很多朋友在不同的国家生活。
I've been to many of those countries.
我也去了很多国家。
I mentioned last night I've been to all 48 states here in the continental U.S.
我已经昨天晚上我讲到我去了美国的48个州。
In 2 weeks I get to go to Alaska.
然后再过两个星期我要去阿拉斯加。
I get to preach there.
我要去那里讲道。
One of these days God's going to let me go to Hawaii.
有一天神会带领我去那个夏威夷。
And I will like that.
我会很享受。
God has proven over and over.That he knows what's best.
神在很多的事情上一再的证明他是真实的。
And because I reached out to him, he's come to me.
然后呢，因为我去寻求他，他就来到我的生命中。
I have to laugh.
我要有时候就自己笑起来。
I lived in the state of Ohio.
我住在那个俄亥俄州。
Do you know where Ohio is?
大家知道俄亥俄州在哪里吗？
Some of you know where Ohio is.
有些人是不是知道或者在那里住过？
It's north.
那是在北部。
It gets cold in the winter.
在冬天就很冷。
Well, it doesn't get cold enough to have a lot of snow, so you can have fun in snow.
但是呢，冷嘛，但是又不下雪，所以你也没法玩雪。
It just gets cold and miserable and gray.
然后呢，就是天是又灰又暗又很冷，然后你就觉得很难受。
You have day after day after day where the sun doesn't shine.
然后你就好多好多天连太阳的影子都见不到。
There are no flowers, no beautiful trees.
没有树，没有花。
In fact, all the trees look like they're dead because the leaves have come off.
因为那个树子看着都死翘翘了，因为上面没有树叶。
Ohio is ugly.
你知道吗？俄亥俄州好丑陋。
Anybody here from Ohio?
有没有人从俄亥俄？你还有啥
？Ohio's not as pretty as Florida, is it?
对不对？大家他同意说俄亥俄州不像佛罗里达这么美丽。
God in His kindness toward me.
然后神呢，在他真正是对我真太好了。
Over 20 years ago, said, "I want you to go to Florida."
然后二十年前，神说，我想让你搬到佛罗里达。
I want you to live within walking distance of the ocean.
然后我想让你住的那个地方，走路都能到海边。
I want you to live where in the middle of the winter it's 75 degrees.
我想让你住在一个地方，在冬天的时候，寒冬腊月的时候，你有20度，那个20摄氏度。
I want you to live in a place where in the middle of the winter flowers bloom and birds sing.
然后你再说，哎呀，在严冬腊月的时候，你能看到花，能够听到鸟鸣。
God said, "That's where I want you."
我就想要你去那个地方。
And so for 21 years of my life, I've lived here.
所以过去的21年，我就住在这里。
I thank God over and over and over again for getting me out of Ohio.
我真的是不断的感谢神，让我离开俄亥俄。
Oh my, I'm going to have to apologize to all the Ohio people.
我对不起啊，对俄亥俄州，如果你很喜欢，我要道歉。
But my point, But my point is just this. God has given me so many benefits from being his friend.
我想要强调的就是说，因为我是神的朋友，神给了我这么多的，这么多的益处。
That doesn't mean there haven't been any bad times.
哎，不是说我就没麻烦，没有问，没有难处。
There have been bad times.
确实有那种很低落的时候。
There have been times when people tried to get me out of my job.
有的时候他们不喜欢我，想要让我丢工作。
But you know what I found out? They can't get rid of me until God said.
你知道我发现什么吗？除非神要让我不在这里工作了，他们没法把我赶走。
So 21 years I've been here.
所以呢，我在这里已经待了21年了。
There have been times when there have been terrible physical and emotional problems.
有的时候有很非常糟糕的，就是身体上、情绪上、属灵上的问题。
Some of my family members have struggled.
有的我的那个亲人，他们有很大的难处。
But you know what? Whether you're a Christian or not, those kind of things are going to come.
你知道吗？不管你是不是基督徒，你都会碰到难处，都会挣的，都有挣扎。
And the difference is, when you're a Christian, you know you have God to help you.
但是你知道吗？如果你是基督徒，你知道你有神来帮助你。
You can pray and you can know He hears you.
你知道吗？你可以向神祷告，你也知道他会听你。
And so if I have to choose between going through those hard things with God or without God, I choose with God.
如果我要选择，就是说我是要自己经历那些苦难呢，还是我要神跟我一起经历苦难？那我会选择让神跟我一起经历苦难。
Christianity is not some silly little world where there are never any problems and never any struggles.
基督教我们的信仰不是说哦，你只要信了这个你就没有问题，从今以后天下太平，一切都很顺利，不是这样的。
But what it is a world where in those troubles and struggles, you have a friend in God.
而是说在你的艰难，在你的困苦当中，你有一位朋友，神是你的朋友。
You can go to him in the middle of the night.
你可以在半夜里边起来到他面前。
You can come to him in the middle of the day.
你也可以在中午的时候到他面前。
You can talk to him when you're in church.
你可以在教会里跟他谈话。
But you can talk to him when you're driving down the road.
当你开车的时候，你也可以跟他讲话。
You can talk to him if you're in the hospital.
甚至你在医院的时候，你也可以和他讲话。
I had a car accident that nearly killed me.
我有前一段，我出了一个几年前，我出了个车祸，差点死了。
Broke my neck and my back.
然后我的背跟颈部都有骨折。
I have a terrible scar here.
然后我胸前有个很大的伤疤。
The diaphragm that separates my stomach and intestines from my heart and lungs tore.
我的那个横膈膜都被撕裂了。
And my stomach came up in between my heart and lungs.
然后我的那个胃竟然进到了我的心脏跟肺之间。
And if they hadn't found that, I would have died.
如果他们没有发现我的这样，没有发现这个问题的话，我可能就死了。
And in those times when I was flat on my back in the hospital,
让我躺在
I could talk to God.
我躺在医院的床上的时候，我还是可以跟神讲话。
And he brought me through.
然后神真的是带领我经过。
I'm here today.
所以你看，我今天还站在这儿。
Got a scar, but it doesn't hurt.
虽然是那个经历这么大的车祸，但是却经过了。
It's a good thing to be a friend of God.
成为神的朋友真的是太好了。
If you're not a friend of God today, you need to be.
如果你现在不是神的朋友，你需要成为神的朋友。
You need to ask Him to come into your heart.
你要求邀请神进到你的心里。
You need to talk to the pastor or his wife or one of the people, the elders in this church, and ask them to help you find God.
你可以来跟牧者、跟长老、跟执事谈。求他们来帮助你能够认识神。
You don't have to go another day without being his friend.
你知道吗？你不需要再过一天，自己孤零零的过一天，你可以成为神的朋友。
This very day, today, you can become a friend with God.
你知道吗？就是今天，你就可以成为他的朋友。
I don't know what your customs are here.
我不知道我们的习惯是什么，习俗是什么。
But I'm going to ask you to bow your heads with me if you will.
如果有可能，我请大家真的一起低头。
And what I want you to do is, I want you to say, Lord.
我想要你真的是在神面前说，主啊。
I want to be your friend.
我想要你成为我的朋友。
I'm sorry for my sins.
我真的是为我的真的是为我的罪求你原谅。
I want you to come into my life.
我希望你进到我的生命当中。
I want you to take out all the hostility.
我想你把那种敌意完全挪去。
I want you to help me love you.
我想你帮助我能够来爱你。
I thank you for loving me.
谢谢你爱我。
I want to be your friend from today on.
哦，主啊，我想要今天就成为你的朋友。
And Lord, I come seeking you.
哦，主啊，我来寻求你。
If you've prayed that today, I'm happy to tell you God heard you.
如果你这样祷告了，我真的是很高兴，告诉你，神听到了你的祷告。
God knows the cry of your heart.
神知道你心里的哭泣。
He's brought you to church today.
他今天带你来教会。
He's helped me to preach to you.
他帮助我来向你来讲道。
And my message has been, you can be a friend of God.
我的信息就是要让你帮助你成为神的朋友。
It's my prayer that today there will be some people who will make their peace with God right here in this service.
哦，这是我的祷告，愿其中的一些人在这个时候跟神之间敌意消除，真的是成为朋友。
Let's close with a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for your help.
哦，天父啊，我为了你的帮助来感谢你。
You've helped me to preach.
你帮助我祷，你帮助我来讲，来讲道。
You've helped me in spite of the fact that I don't know the language.
虽然我不了解这个语言，但是你却在帮助我。
Because God, you love these people.
主啊，因为你爱他们，你爱这群人。
And you've given me something to say today.
你今天给我一些信息可以和他们分享。
And you've helped me and the interpreter to say it.
你帮助了我和翻译来讲。
Lord, today I pray that many people right here would become friends of God.
哦，主啊，我真的是祷告，就在此刻，在今天，有很多的人成为你的朋友。
You want to have many Chinese friends.
我知道你想要有很多中国朋友。
Chinese friends who can help other Chinese people find Jesus.
中国的朋友可以帮助别的中国人来认识你，成为你的朋友。
I pray that you would do that today in Jesus' name.
主啊，求你来动工，求你来工作。我这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.